This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Are reporting brisk business already. USA Radio's Robin Walensky is at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly skycap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes, and tries to make them smile.
Gobble, gobble, that's what my little son loves to say. He's four.
8 days after it last crashed, Facebook has been down this morning for many users. It also took down Instagram. A Facebook spokeswoman says the company is currently experiencing issues, but they're working on a resolution. A mysterious flash of light described by some as an explosion reported in the skies over Southern California early this morning. No word on what it was. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Afghan officials say a suicide bomber's targeted a gathering of Muslim religious scholars in Kabul, killing at least 40 people. A spokesman for the government says another 60 people were wounded in the attack, which took place as Muslims around the world were marking the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. No one has immediately claimed responsibility, but both the Taliban and a local ISIS affiliate have targeted religious scholars aligned with the government there in the past. Democratic Mayor of Chicago Rahm Emanuel says that city remains in mourning after the shooting deaths yesterday of a city police officer, a doctor, and a pharmacy tech at Mercy Hospital.
All going about their day, all doing what they love.
Police have not confirmed it, but multiple reports say gunman Juan Lopez started shooting with the death of the doctor, Tamara O'Neill, over a domestic dispute. Lopez then either shot himself and died or was killed by a police bullet. They're still unable to say. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton says he expects to be home before Thanksgiving following complications from back surgery that required over a month of hospitalization. The 71-year-old Democrat says the two back surgeries at the Mayo Clinic were successful, but then he suffered some post-surgery complications that did some damage to his lungs. He did not seek a third term. He is being succeeded as governor in January by Democrat Tim Walz. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been way down again this morning. A little bit earlier, it was down by about 500 points since the opening bell, a drop that was erasing any gains it's made during this year so far. The NASDAQ was down at last check over 150 points. The White House not commenting on a report claiming Ivanka Trump used a personal email account to send hundreds of messages to fellow White House aides and cabinet officials. Her use of the personal account reportedly did violate federal records rules in some cases, but a spokeswoman for Ivanka Trump's lawyer says the president's daughter used the private email before she was notified of the rules and never sent any classified material through that channel. And President Trump is getting ready to uphold a long-standing tradition when he pardons a Thanksgiving turkey at the White House later today. Anytime you're online, think of us. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And if you're so inclined, we always love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Dr. Patrick Kenny joins us now, a senior lecturer at the College of Business at Technological University in Dublin. He's written extensively on society, politics, and religion for Irish and international publications, including the National Catholic Register. Dr. Kenny, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great. Good to talk to you.
I want to talk about your new book, To Raise the Fallen, which is a compilation of letters from Father Doyle. Explain to us how this, came across your radar and why this was something that you had to do.
Well, Father Doyle was an Irish Jesuit priest who was born in 1873 in Dublin, and he was very famous during his life as a preacher, retreat master, spiritual director, promoter of vocations, but particularly for his role in the First World War as a military chaplain, where he served the Irish soldiers in the British Army from 1915 until 1917, when he was killed by a shell when he was out saving wounded soldiers. So he's somebody who was hugely famous in the first half of the 20th century. And a friend recommended that I read one of the early original biographies of his life that was published in the early 1920s. And this particular book by Alfred O'Reilly was translated into all of the major European languages, was hugely famous in its day. And when I read it, I was just absolutely astounded at what I was reading. It was a story of a remarkable man, a remarkable person, very lovable person, but a very heroic priest. And I just felt called to bring his story out for the world today so people can read his story, hear him speak or read his own words, and I suppose be inspired as I have been by his life.
You know, when you read To Raise the Fallen and you consider a selection of the war letters, prayers, and spiritual writings as you've edited and compiled here, as you say, the written word can be most powerful. I mean, it gives you some insight into Father Doyle, does it not?
Yeah, it absolutely does. I mean, this is a book that in which Father Doyle tells his own story in his own words. Mm-hmm. And he was an avid writer. He wrote many, many, many letters home from the war, primarily to his father. He was a very important eyewitness account of some of the major battles in the First World War. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you pick up any book about the Irish involvement in the First World War, Father Doyle is going to appear in it, because historically he's an important figure. Mm-hmm. He was at the Battle of the Somme, the Battle of Messines Ridge, the Battle of Passchendaele. And he writes these very, very detailed, but also very humorous letters home from the war. He's not making light of the suffering, but he's putting, a positive gloss on it. He's trying to cheer his father up because he knew his father loved him and missed him. Mm-hmm. But you get this very, very vivid and gripping account of what a chaplain went through in the First World War. Mm-hmm. And through all of that, you see his incredible faith, his incredible devotion to the men, his love for them, his willingness to lay down his life for them. And you also see a remarkable thing, which is that he offered up the last thing he wrote in his private diary. So we don't just have his letters, mm-hmm. but private spiritual notes. And the last thing he wrote in those private spiritual notes, 3 weeks before he was killed, and on the 10th anniversary of his ordination, was that he offered up all of those sufferings he was going through in the war in reparation for the sins of priests. It was 100 years ago. And, I think that's what makes him a very compelling and important figure for us today mm-hmm. when we consider some of the things that, we've seen in the media over the last 6 months or so. Here we have a priest 100 years ago who went through a lot of sufferings and consciously offered them up to God in reparation for the sins that other priests were committing.
Wow. That's so powerful. And the thing that you appreciate, I mean, there's so many things to appreciate about Father Doyle, but as you cite here, is the depth of the man. He was pondersome, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he was a traditional Jesuit, so he took a lot of notes about what was going on inside his soul. He was mm-hmm. very dedicated to become, a better man, to grow, to be more holy. And, he had to struggle with that, like all of us do. Mm-hmm. He had defects, he had faults. And you see how he went out of his way to try and overcome those faults. One of those particular defects he had is, he'd like to have his own way. He was a very strong-willed man. He was a man's man. He'd like to have his own way. He was a leader.
Certainly not like you or I, right? We don't want our own way, so we can't even relate to that.
We all want our own way, but I guess he had a particularly strong personality.
Right.
And when you see one of the things he did, he worked with the doctors a lot, the chaplain and the doctors working together, helping the wounded. And so one of the doctors, Dr. Buchanan, they were in the dugout in the trench one night. It was a new dugout they'd gone to, however they've marched. They didn't have any blankets, they didn't have any sheets or covering on the ground, and it was wet and it was damp, and the doctor had a fever. So the two of them are lying on the ground, damp ground, it's cold, and the doctor is shivering and coughing. And Father Doyle says, "No, listen, you have to get better, you have to lie somewhere warm, and the only place that's warm is my back." So Father Doyle lay face down on the ground and insisted that the doctor lie on his back so that he would have somewhere at least warm and dry to sleep. That to me is, who wants someone lying on your back?
Exactly.
Face down in the mud. But this is a remarkable act of generosity to my mind. Mm. And that's something that can only come about when you have disciplined yourself, when you've trained yourself. You don't just suddenly decide, "Hey, I want someone lying on my back."
Right.
You only do that if you've trained yourself over many years. That's what Father Doyle did. We also see that he spent in the trenches sometimes entire nights praying for the soldiers, for people back in Ireland. So this is a man who never took things easily. He did hard things and he trained himself. In his early life, he had a nervous breakdown because the building he was in as a seminarian went on fire. And it gave him a big nervous shock. And he almost had to leave the Jesuits as a result. Wow. 20 years later, you see this man as a hero, as somebody that the soldiers flocked to because he was so courageous, so cheerful in the midst of bombs falling all around.
Exactly.
A remarkable transformation that came about in his life.
Well, Dr. Kenny, when you consider, Father Doyle's life, and you make mention that he was a Jesuit, for some of our audience, they may not understand the reference in terms of the discipline and the vocation of the Jesuit priest. Characterize that, if you would, a bit for us.
Yeah, so the Jesuits were founded by St. Ignatius of Loyola. Now, St. Ignatius had been a soldier, and he was wounded by a cannonball in a particular battle, and he had his leg broken. And he was a very worldly man. He wasn't particularly religious. And when he was convalescing in the castle, it wasn't much for him to read other than, A Life of Jesus and also some Lives of Saints. And when he read these, he was quite transformed. And particularly when he read the Lives of Saints, he was saying to himself, "Well, hang on, they were men like me. And if they could do these heroic things, why can't I do them as well?"
Right.
And I think that's, part of the stamp of a traditional strong Jesuit, that they try and strive to be better people. And to show the heroism of Ignatius, his leg that was broken didn't heal properly. Some of the bone was sticking out from the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked the doctors to fix the leg again, to cut off a piece of bone, to break the leg, to reset it. And that, of course, was done without anesthesia.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more
from
Patrick Kenny right after this. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Live. See, I don't know about you, but there's something about that lyric, you know, God's will to be done in our lives. I mean, it's just so powerful that you know that God is in control. His purpose, his plan continues. He continues to faithfully pursue us to realize the purpose that is in us. And when we yield to his will and that it is his will that is being done, wow. I mean, what a life, what a tribute and that which to live to. And we're talking a little bit about this with Dr. Patrick Kenny, his book, To Raise the Fallen, and the story of really, you know, and the passion of this Jesuit priest, Father Willie Doyle. And what Patrick has done is he's put together a selection of war letters, prayers, and spiritual writings in this book, To Raise the Fallen, that is so powerful. And Patrick, I would say that in reading any of Father Doyle's writings, you cannot come away from that unchanged, can you?
No, I don't think you can. I mean, I've met many people who, when they meet Father Doyle, they're kind of shocked, you know. I mean, they're amazed that this man, you know, is somebody of his heroism, that they never heard of him before, that somebody like him walked, you know, around amongst us unrecognized perhaps 100 years ago. You know, I mean, 14 years after he died, the Irish Jesuits had received more than 6,000 letters from all around the world from people who said that they had prayed to him and they had received some alleged favor through his intercession, you know, and almost 2,000 such letters from the U.S. So a lot of people really have identified with him, even a short time after his death. Mm. When you read those letters, they challenge you. No matter who you are, they challenge you. Whether it's his letters and you see how cheerful he was in the face of, you know, incredible sufferings in the war, you know, being woken up at night with rats crawling over him, having to go out and bury the dead, being surrounded by muck, surrounded by dead bodies, having to march over dead bodies, or even his private spiritual notes or the letters he wrote to others to encourage them to be better. You know, just very, very simple things where he's encouraging people to just do your job well and do it with love. You know, what a different world we'd be in if everyone did their job well and did it with love.
Exactly. Well, the introduction, you know, captures you that you have in the book here. You write in May, you write, and then he writes, in May 1893, an unknown Irish Jesuit novice, using the devotional language of the era, wrote the following contract, quote-unquote, in his private diary. Darling Mother Mary, in preparation for the glorious martyrdom which I feel assured thou art going to obtain for me, I, thy most unworthy child, on this, the first day of thy month, solemnly commence my life of slow martyrdom, by earnest hard work and constant self-denial. With my blood, I promise thee to keep this resolution. Do thou, sweet mother, assist me and obtain for me the one favor I wish and long for, to die a Jesuit martyr. For 24 years, the young novice kept his promise to live a life of hard work and self-denial, and his wish was fulfilled. Father Willie Doyle died as a martyr of charity, struck by a German shell when he ran into no man's land to rescue two wounded soldiers on August the 16th, 1970, during World War I. I mean, that tells you a lot about the man. I mean, this is his initial vision and his mission in life as he was communicating with Mother Mary.
That's right. I mean, he was inspired by the stories of the saints, and particularly the stories of martyrs that he read as a boy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important. It shows how important it is, the reading material that we give to children. You know, mm-hmm. inspire them and lead to great desires in their hearts. And, you know, he lived out that desire to give himself totally to God and to others. And he said elsewhere, you know, the price of winning a martyr's crown is living a martyr's life. You know, you can't hope to be able and willing to lay down your life for God or for others if you're not denying yourself every day. I mean, if you live a life of selfishness and self-indulgence every single day, when the big moment of challenge comes, are you going to have the courage to lay down your life? And the answer is probably no in most cases.
Right,
whereas if
exactly.
you deny yourself and you strive every day to try and be better, to try and say no to yourself again and again, you're training yourself just like an athlete. And that's essentially what he did. And we see that in his own private spiritual notes and diaries, how he did train himself and how he grew as a result.
Well, I want to give some time for the letters from the front that you have compiled. Let's touch on a couple of those, if you would, Dr. Kenny.
Okay. Okay, do you want me to pick out one or two?
Yeah, that's fine. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's one here. I mean, if your readers are familiar with a Corpus Christi procession, where Blessed Sacrament is carried in procession, it's particularly popular in Europe, or it certainly was 100 years ago, and people would put flowers down in front of the procession. Mm-hmm. And he writes here about what he called a procession in war, just after the Battle of the Somme, where he's saying it was the Feast of Corpus. He's carrying a host, you know, in a pyx to bring to wounded soldiers, and he says it was the Feast of Corpus Christi, and I thought of the many processions of the Blessed Sacrament which were being held at that moment all over the world. Surely there never was a stranger one than mine that day, as I carried the God of Consolation in my unworthy arms over the blood-stained battlefield. There was no music to welcome his coming, save the scream of passing shells. The flowers that strewed his path were the broken, bleeding bodies of those for whom he had once died. And the only altar of repose he could find was the heart of one who was working for him alone, striving in a feeble way to make him some return for all his love and goodness. This incredible idea of, you know, the only flowers in that procession were the dead bodies that Father Doyle had to walk over, bodies for whom Jesus died on the cross. And there's another, you know, very, very moving letter, if I can find it in the book, but I'll describe it if I can't find it as I'm flicking through it. He's describing how one day he saw three brothers who were never likely to see each other again because they were about to go over the top into battle. And he says the three brothers knelt down together and said the rosary together. Mm-hmm. And it was a very touching farewell that they had with each other, because very possibly, I can't find the letter, but it says very possibly they would never see each other again. And that was their last moment on earth together, three brothers kneeling down, rosary together. You know, that has to catch anyone, you know, even if you don't have a lot of faith. Just the idea of three brothers praying together, young boys probably, you know, 18, 20, 16 years old, afraid, fearful, possibly facing death, but they cling to each other and they cling to their faith as the solid things that are giving them solace, you know, their faith and their family supporting them as they're facing potential death over the coming days.
And the fact that Father Doyle captured this,
I mean, it's you know, when I read it, I think, who are those brothers? Did they survive? You know, I mean,
Exactly. Yeah, and the other thing that you bring out, and this is something that, you know, we appreciate in the Catholic faith, is that, you know, like the Eucharistic procession here, in his understanding that not only there in the battlefield, but around the world this was being done, it was being honored. It's kind of the same thing that I feel, in a sense, when the Church as one prays the Lord's Prayer. And we do this at every Mass, and you know, and I think about the same thing, you know, that you that he writes about, is that all over the world, you know, others are joining in and praying the Lord's Prayer. I just gotta believe that just breaks through the heaven and touches the heart of God, does it not?
Yeah. I mean, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them, and you know, all around the world, people are praying, praying very often for the same concerns and the same needs and the needs of the world, needs of our respective countries. So we have got to trust that God hears those prayers.
Well, the book, To Raise the Fallen, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. It is must-read, let me tell you. You will be blessed beyond your imaginings. Dr. Patrick Kenny has done us a great service by putting this together. Dr. Kenny, an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Great to talk to you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
2 days until Thanksgiving, but many airports in America are reporting brisk business already. USA Radio's Robin Walensky is at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly SkyCap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes, and tries to make them smile.
Gobble, gobble. That's what my little son loves to say. He's four.
8 days after it last crashed, Facebook has been down this morning for many users. It also took down Instagram. A Facebook spokeswoman says the company is currently experiencing issues, but they're working on a resolution. A mysterious flash of light described by some as an explosion reported in the skies over Southern California early this morning. No word on what it was. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and very independent. This is the way we roll here. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Mark Meckler joins us now, the president of Citizens for Self-Governance, grassroots leader, co-founder of the Tea Party movement. Always good to have Mark with us. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you.
Hey, let's go right down the list. I mean, there's so much stuff happening here right now. They're here. They're at our border. President Trump is doing everything he can. And, of course, we've got a judge that says the president shouldn't. Thank you very much, ACLU, and all these other liberal-minded individuals that think that our national security is not important, that if people break the law, that they should still be given, I guess, grace and mercy and extended all benefit, even though they're illegal.
Yeah, look, I'm a big fan of grace and mercy, but I'm also a big fan of the rule of law.
Yes.
And we have laws that prevent this sort of stuff. We have a constitution that sets out appropriate authority. And the authority in controlling immigration and border control is the president of the United States. And we all know there are liberal courts that will intervene if liberals ask them to. This is one of the reasons it's so important right now that the president and the administration are remaking the federal judiciary.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, because at every turn, it seems that anything that has to do with Donald Trump, the first answer is no, it's a knee-jerk response, no. And they know, I say they, the operatives out there, the liberals, the progressives, they know what court to approach and, where they're going to get the, you know, the courts to do their bidding for them. And, meanwhile, you know, okay, so what's the answer? You know, people break the law and we're still supposed to, accommodate it. And what are we telling the rest of the country? It's okay to be lawless?
Yeah, this this is a fundamental problem in America. We're either going to be a country of laws or not, and a lawless country is not a good idea. I also think that it shows a weakness in Congress, though, which really frustrates me, Bill, which is Congress has the absolute authority to remake the federal judiciary. I'll give you a great example. Out here in the western United States, in California, the Ninth Circuit is the worst circuit in the country, the most overturned circuit in the country. Mm-hmm. Also, by the way, the busiest and most backlogged and biggest circuit in the country. Congress has the authority to break that circuit. They can break it up into pieces. They could create two or three more circuits. Mm-hmm. They could shrink the liberal ninth down to nothing but, say, Bakersfield, and really reduce or remove its influence. And I think Congress ought to do that.
Well, they've been saying they were going to break it up last year. What happened?
Okay, it's fecklessness on the part of Republicans in Congress. And obviously now things are going to change with the Democrats in control of the House. They've lost their opportunity. So it's just frustrating for me because we keep saying that we're frustrated with these courts. D.C. Circuit is another court that's a real problem. Mm-hmm. And so we need to break those courts up, make them smaller, make them less influential, and put some good conservative jurists in place.
No, without a doubt. Well, here we are, with the Trump administration. He has seated two conservative justices, possibly maybe even at least one, if not two more, after his reelection, right?
Yeah, and that makes me happy. I'm pleased to see it. The more originalists we get on the court, the better. But the reality is 99% of all cases decided in the federal courts never are granted cert at the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. but they're decided by the lower federal courts. So while for the sort of ultimate decisions, Supreme Court is important, I would argue too important, the lower federal courts are very, very important. So getting the confirmations rolling, finishing those off, steamrolling Jeff Flakes, who's trying to stop confirmations right now, those things are critically important to the future of the country.
Yeah, Jeff Flake is not helping us on so many levels. I mean, for him to, you know, make the pronouncement. I mean, come on, you're on your way out the door. I mean, you know, what is this, your last stand type of thing? And even then, I mean, how about taking a stand, you know, for the country? Let's get this thing, you know, moving and get people in place. But no, you want to, throw a wrench in the spokes of the president here?
I think it's actually in the mold of John McCain. Remember, McCain's last act of defiance was sort of a middle finger to the president on Obamacare. We're still stuck with the structures of Obamacare, thanks to John McCain. Yeah. And I think Flake is walking the exact same path. In other words, he's going to leave office, and he's going to make sure the last thing he does is give the president the middle finger. It's not patriotic. It's not in the best interest of the nation. It's really offensive.
How many seats did John McCain affect because of that? Because he refused to go along, and then, of course, his comment afterwards, which little has been said, that, after he turned his thumb down, he made a comment I think he said it to Schumer. He said, well, let's see if this guy can make America great again.
Yeah, look, so, I mean, it just shows how small and petty John McCain was. Mm-hmm. I tire of the talk of him as a war hero. I mean, I appreciate that, and he definitely was. But honestly, he spent a lot of the rest of his life doing things in Washington, D.C. that I have no admiration or respect for. I don't think that he was a good public servant. I don't think he served either the people of Arizona or the people of the United States. And I think the same can be said about Jeff Flake. He's walking that same path. I think he plans to run for president in 2020, and to me, that's just a joke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he knew he didn't have much standing as a senator, so he was getting out of the way. Now he wants to run for president. It's like, okay, let's bring it on. Let's talk about Jim Acosta. Here we've been on again, off again. His rudeness had continued for a long time. You knew this was coming to a head. It finally did. And then again, the court says, no, you cannot just take away his credential. There has to be criteria. The White House printed up criteria, and they had initial plans to not return the hard pass to Jim Acosta, but now they've decided go ahead and let him in.
Yeah, I disagree with the court, and the court's ruling was a ruling on due process. It was not a First Amendment ruling. So I actually think that part of it's a victory. They didn't say that he has a First Amendment right to be there. What they said is that once you give him a pass, you can't take it away without due process. So what the administration has done now, hopefully with the help of their legal counsel, is put in a process that will meet the due process requirements. And if Acosta or the other people misbehave, they'll be removed. In any public setting like that, inside an institution, decorum must be maintained. If we don't have that, it breaks down. It's just chaos. That's what we're seeing at press conferences. I think the president and Sarah Sanders and others in the White House are attempting to get a handle on that, and well, they should.
Mm-hmm. Mark, we're on the other side of the midterm elections. You know, boy, this feels so suspicious. You know, you're opening trunks of cars. You're finding all these ballots, ballots not being counted. Broward County is a mess. Dr. Snipes, I guess, has resigned. But we've got it all over Riverside. And, meanwhile, we've got a special counsel pursuing Russian collusion. And initially, when this was first brought up, I thought, okay, well, maybe they're going to do something about this whole election process and maybe get to the bottom of some of these shenanigans that's been going on. You know, Eric Holder would lead us to believe that there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I keep saying, well, if there is no such thing as voter fraud, why are people getting arrested and convicted of it?
Yeah, I think this is a narrative. It's a false narrative. It's fake news on the left. One of the important things to remember about the whole fake news idea is that the most important part is not what they say, it's what they don't say. It's what they don't report. It's by omission.
Right.
This idea that there's no voter fraud. First of all, in any system as large as ours with 350 million people, with 150 million people or so voting, there's always going to be some voter fraud. So saying unequivocally there's no voter fraud, you can't eliminate it with that many people. But the left has a false narrative that there's none. People are being convicted of it. There are over 87 instances of it in Texas alone. There's a voter fraud ring that was led by a former Democratic official there that is now being prosecuted. It's happening all over the country. What we have to do is get rid of early voting, absentee voting, same-day registration. These are all mechanisms designed to allow fraud. We need to tighten it down. My proposal, Bill, would let's have 4 days of voting. Let's vote, say, Wednesday through Saturday, so everybody has the chance to vote. Have the polls open really long hours so everybody has the chance to vote. But let's get rid of all this crazy paperwork stuff that is allowing all this voter fraud.
Why is the fraud coming from one party? You know, from the Democrats only. Am I missing something here?
No, because they can't win otherwise. Their ideas can't prevail. So they win either in the courts or by stuffing ballot boxes.
Well, Mark, I look forward to pick up the conversation with you again. Mark Meckler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be with you.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This report is brought to you by Nature Valley. Summer is finally here, and it's time for families to trade in some screen time for green time. And there is no better time to get outdoors as a family and do some good, too. From now through the end of August, Nature Valley is kicking off its Summer of a Million Miles Challenge, which encourages families across the nation to get outdoors and collectively hike, walk, or run a million miles. And the best part is that it's easy to join. Simply download the Map My Hike app, go to the Challenge tab, and join the Nature Valley Million Miles Challenge. Log your hikes to earn badges and rewards. Wherever your hikes take you this summer, be sure to pack Nature Valley granola bars to keep you fueled for the trail ahead, and share your snaps using hashtag NatureValleyHikeAMillion. For more details, visit naturevalley.com/hikeamillion. That's naturevalley.com/hikeamillion.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'll tell you, the internet is abuzz right now. Hillary Clinton has now given women a right, has declared that it is a human right to abort your child. I mean, what happened when she said that, a woman's right to kill her unborn child or have an abortion, it should be safe, legal, and rare. And by rare, I mean rare. Now we've gone from that to now it's a human right. I mean, where, anywhere have you read other than, you know, the cultural insanity that is taking place and the lies that are being thrown out there to say that it is now a human right to abort your child, to kill your child? There's no natural law that would support that. Culturally, we know that we're kicking it at the goads, and we have been doing this since 1973 when an activist Supreme Court decided on Roe v. Wade. And people want to say it's settled. Well, you know, it might be settled in the arena of public debate because the way you are shamed and bullied to not use your common sense and not take the empirical evidence of what the history of Roe v. Wade has delivered this country, you know, ignore that and just continue to buy into a lie that you know is a lie. And now the perennial leader of the Democratic Party says it's now a right. She has declared it to be so. So I guess if the Queen has declared it to be so, that is the case. And I would say, heaven, heaven help us. We are in serious trouble here in River City, as they would say. Gregory Wrightstone joins us now, a geologist with more than 35 years of experience researching and studying various aspects of the Earth's processes. He earned a bachelor's degree from Waynesburg University, a master's from West Virginia University, both in the field of geology. All this to say that he's another one of the smart people that and experts that we have here on this show to bring you the facts as it relates to whatever you want to call it. You want to call it global warming. You want to call it climate change. Whatever the contemporary perspective of scientists that supposedly know so much about our environment. And, of course, what is coming out of California with these horrific fires, of course, ignites the debate on human-caused global warming. Gregory, good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, Greg, this situation with, you know, the California fires, and of course you knew that, you know, all the environmentalists were going to blame it on, you know, on humanity, that it is our fault. And I'd say probably, I mean, based on everything and all the other experts that I read, that's partially true, but it's not because of, you know, climate.
Right. California's had a long, long, more than a thousand-year history of wildfires as a regular event there. So it's nothing new. And you're right, humanity and man-made causes are exacerbating the problem. But you might be, your listeners may be surprised to know that the data shows, and this is from CAL FIRE, that the number of fires peaked in 1979, and we've been in a 30-year decline since. So, and that's both areas administered by the U.S. Forest Service and the areas, the lower-lying areas administered by CAL FIRE. So we've actually had less, but they appear to be getting larger and more intense. And that's where the human causes come in. For your listeners, there's really three things that you need for wildfires to go out of control, and that's ignition source, fuel, and then aridity or drought. And they've got all three. And the man's really contributing all three of that in a negative way. In terms of ignition sources, 95% of all the ignition sources, in other words, that spark that starts that fire, are human-caused. And the bulk of those are actually electric, electric poles, a transformer sparking, a drunk illegal immigrant running into a pole, you know, you name it, you know, lawnmowers throwing off a spark. So 95%, and we've got more people living in fire-prone areas. There's been a 1,000% increase in the number of homes in the western U.S., in the last 50 years. It went from 600,000 in 1940 to 6.7 million in 2010. So you got more people out there, so there's more chances for people to start the fire.
Exactly.
And then starting in the 60s and 70s.
And let's not even talk about the homeless element either.
Yeah.
You know, because that contributes.
Are usually within the urban areas, not out in the mountainous areas for the most part. I'm not sure how big of a problem that. Well, it's a big problem if you're there. But but then in the 60s and 70s, we started changing our forest management practices away from thinning, grazing. You know, people could timber companies were coming in and taking out selected timber, and we changed that really to let's go natural, and they stopped the timbering, the thinning. They moved away from grazing on the U.S. Forest Service lands, and what that's done is just really led to a ticking fiery time bomb with, you know, you've got that fuel just building up and building up.
You're just adding fuel to the potential fire. And I got to tell you, I was born and raised in California, and I've seen this insane cycle time and time. Like you said, this has been going on for decades, and you'd think that somebody would figure it out by now.
Yeah, and what's interesting, the U.S. Forest Service controls, I think, about 16 million acres, mostly high mountainous areas. They're the ones in control. Ryan Zinke at the Interior has made some changes to open it up to logging and thinning, but it might be a little bit too little too late. But the 25 million acres administrated by CAL FIRE, we've seen a decrease in both size and area burned, and that's the lower lying areas that are mostly privately owned. So the people in those CAL FIRE areas aren't, you know, they can go thin it if they want. You know, so those areas actually been in decline, both number and in area. But then again, just think about this. One of the biggest reasons we have arid soil is that trees and vegetation suck up a huge amount of soil moisture out of the soil through their root system. It's estimated we've got 4 to 5 times too many trees per acre. So just think about that.
Wow.
4 to 5 too many trees competing for this
scarce water resource in the soil, and that just exacerbates the drought and the aridity. So now you've got a lot of people with a lot of ignition sources. You've got too much timber, too much fuel, and also exacerbating the aridity of, the, of this. And now you've just got this, again, a fiery time bomb waiting to go off. So when the fires do ignite, they become more intense and go out of control. So it's a, it's really
kind of a perfect storm here. Is what you've allowed to happen here, is it not? I mean, increased housing. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, and it, and it's really the federal government that's the problem. Again, Ryan Zinke at Interior is trying to make a change to it, but you know, it's like trying to turn an aircraft carrier around. You can't do it very quickly. So, you know, kudos to Ryan Zinke and the Trump administration for recognizing the problem. And Trump was right the other day when he blamed it on bad forest management practices for the most part.
And so what happens with that, how much is the responsibility of the state of California? How much is the federal government?
Well, as much as I hate sticking up for Jerry Brown, and he's completely wrong when he alleges this is all about global warming, but his head of CAL FIRE did say, hey, this is the problems are in the mountainous areas controlled by U.S. Forest Service. We have nothing to do with it. And he's actually right. It's the U.S. Forest Service, mountainous areas that's controlled by the Interior and big government that's dictated these changes in forest management. You know, we've had particularly it started under Clinton. Remember the what was it, the spotted owl?
Yes, right.
And that's what really led to a lot of these forest management practices changes.
And part of the problem, too, Gregory, I mean, let's face it, this property should belong to the state. Everything west of the Mississippi, I mean, the government has, it's been a land grab for ages. And, you know, at some point, there's got to be some, I guess I want to say a release of all this federal land and given to the
like
states appropriately, right?
I like that idea a lot. I mean, why? Yeah. That just goes against my grain that there's so much of America that's owned by the federal government. You know, that's a completely different situation here. But for Jerry Brown, he's really been pounding the table about global warming, man-made climate change that's causing these fires. And it is, you know, for the most part, a lot of these fires are man-made. And actually, they say that the, I mean, it is true that the fire season is lengthening. But if you actually, fascinating paper I just got yesterday showing ignition sources, and actually the fire season for naturally caused fires has stayed about the same. But it's because there's so many human causes that the fire season has lengthened both before and after the traditional fire season. And what we see, too, is it's a little counterintuitive, but in wetter weather in California, the lower-lying areas, we see an increase in fire due to that because the grasses and things spring up and then it dries out.
Exactly. And then, of course, the fires come, devastate the areas, the rains come, and now we got flooding and landslides and everything else. It's just an incredible cycle. Like I said, I was born and raised there. I've seen this movie time and time again. Gregory Wrightstone, author of the book Inconvenient Facts. Thank you, Gregory.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com.